save your favorites. The CJSF Android app. Diverse, independent, yours. Get it on Google Play. Just look it up. CJSF.
This is a CJSF news break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CJSF 新闻时间。
In a rare admission, Chinese Communist Party leader Xi Jinping admitted during his year-end national address that China's economy is in trouble.
中共党魁新年讲话，罕见承认中国经济现困境。中共党魁习近平在年终全国讲话中罕见地承认中国经济遇到了麻烦。
Amidst a number of questionable claims, she admitted some enterprises had a tough time. Some people had difficulty finding jobs and meeting basic needs.
中共党魁习近平在新年讲话中承认中国面临逆风，一些企业面临经营压力，一些群众就业生活遇到困难。
In reality, China's economy has been buckling under a near-perfect storm of economic crises.
实际上，中国经济一直处在经济危机的风暴中。
Earlier in 2023, Chinese authorities admitted that the youth unemployment rate in the country had soared past 20%, prompting authorities to suspend releasing data that exposed the crisis.
2023年7月，中共承认中国的青年失业率已飙升至 20% 以上，这促使中共国家统计局从2023年8月起不再公布青年失业率。
In addition, China's real estate industry experienced a year like none other, with property prices plummeting in many regions of the country, and some of China's largest developers, like Evergrande and Country Garden, filing for bankruptcy protection, while leaving millions of ordinary citizens paying mortgages on properties that were never delivered.
此外，中国的房地产业也经历了前所未有的一年。全国许多地区的房价暴跌，恒大和碧桂园等中国最大的开发商申请破产保护，数百万普通民众还在为从未交付的房产支付按揭贷款。
According to Nomura report released in November last year, it's estimated that there are around 20 million units of unconstructed and delayed pre-sold homes in the country, and that 3.2 trillion yuan, or 440 billion US dollars, will be needed to finish and deliver these homes.
据野村证券去年11月发布的一份报告估计，全国未建和延期预售的住宅约有2000万套。这些住宅的竣工和交付需要3.2万亿元人民币，约合4400亿美元。
Nomura's chief China economist Ting Liu wrote, In our view, amidst the collapsing property sector and widespread credit fallout among property developers, home buyers might get increasingly impatient while waiting for the delivery of their purchased new homes, adding that at some point next year, 2024, the issue of home delivery could turn into a social issue and endanger social stability.And Beijing may eventually need to significantly ramp up policy support.
野村首席中国经济学家吕挺写道，我们认为在房地产行业崩盘，房地产开发商信贷普遍下滑的情况下，购房者在等待所购新房交付时可能会越来越不耐烦。他还补充说，在2024年的某个时间点，交房问题可能会演变成一个社会问题，危及社会稳定。中共最终可能需要大幅加大政策支持力度。
In addition, in a significant blow to the communist country, financial and ratings agency Moody's downgraded its outlook on the country's credit rating from stable to negative.
此外，金融和评级机构穆迪将中国的信用评级展望从稳定下调至负面，这对中共是一个重大打击。
A number of major companies have also been decoupling from China, moving operations to other countries such as Vietnam and India, putting China's status as the world's factory in jeopardy.
虽然大多数经济学家认为中国今年将实现约 5% 的增长目标，但这仍远低于疫情前的增长水平。专家们猜测，中国可能会面临数十年的停滞。
While most economists believe that China, the world's second largest economy, will hit its growth target of around 5% this year, it is still significantly below pre-pandemic growth, and experts are speculating that the country may be looking forward to decades of stagnation.
虽然大多数经济学家认为中国今年将实现约 5% 的增长目标，但这仍远低于疫情前的增长水平。专家们猜测，中国可能会面临数十年的停滞。
Derek Scissors, senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, told CNN, "The 2024 challenge for the Chinese economy will not be GDP growth that will likely be above 4.5%. The challenge will be that the only direction from there is down."
美国企业研究所高级研究员德里克·舍塞斯告诉美国有线电视新闻网 CNN， 2024年中国经济面临的挑战不是 GDP 增长， GDP 增长很可能超过 4.5%， 挑战将是从那里开始，唯一的方向就是下滑。
Scissors believes China will experience slowing growth during the second half of the 2020s due in large part to the country's troubled real estate sector coupled with an aging population.
Scissors 认为中国将在2020年代后半期经历增长放缓，这在很大程度上是由于中国房地产行业陷入困境，再加上人口老龄化。
Julian Evers Pichard, head of China Economics at Capital Economics, told CNN in late December 2023, policymakers seem to believe that with a bit of stimulus and a turnaround in sentiment, the economy can get back on a stronger path. However, while there is some truth to this, we think that officials are underestimating the extent to which China's slowdown is structural in nature,and won't be so easily reversed.
2023年12月底，英国经济研究机构凯投宏观的中国经济研究主管朱利安·埃文斯·普里查德对美国有线电视新闻网 CNN 说，政策制定者似乎相信只要采取一点刺激措施，情绪转好，经济就能重新走上更强劲的道路。不过我们认为官员们低估了中国经济放缓的结构性程度，而且不会那么容易逆转。
Most of the slowdown reflects a structural decline in productivity and income growth rather than cyclical weaknesses that can be addressed through demand-side stimulus and other confidence-boosting measures, Evans Pitchard added.
埃文斯·普里查德补充说，大部分放缓反映的是生产率和收入增长的结构性下滑，而不是可以通过需求方刺激措施或其他提振信心的措施来解决的周期性疲软。
Welcome back to the Chinese Show on CJSF 90.1 FM.Burnaby. And now it's our time to showcase some of the recently released album by Canadian musicians. First, I'll bring you Maroon Verolic book, and the piece is called Armstrong, which is fromher album released in December 2018. And for more information, you can go to www.burlkrit. dot read。听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 Rock Chan 的 show。现在呢，到了我们为大家推荐由加拿大音乐人新晋发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要推荐给大家的是来自 Maroon Veronica Brooke 的一首乐曲，名字叫做 Armstrong， 希望您喜欢。 Netflix is a music piece by Quintessential Jazz Band, and it's from the album titled Espresso, which was released in July 2018. And the piece is called Sunny Breeze.接下来要推荐给大家的是来自 Quintessential Jazz Band 演奏的乐曲，名字叫做 Sunny Breeze， 希望你喜欢。 在欣赏完加拿大音乐人制作的音乐作品之后呢，我们又接着欣赏中国音乐。下面要带给大家的是来自刘德华演唱的歌曲《最爱是你》。Now we're back to more Chinese music, and next is a song vocal by Andy Liu, and it's called最爱是你 which means you are the one I love most. Hope you enjoy. 是 last song for today's music segment of that channel show, and it's song vocal by Wang Yinglin, and it's called 爱情 which means love. And her she wish everyone a happy weekend. Please tune in next Saturday at 12 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.听众朋友，今天要推荐给大家最后一首歌曲呢，是来自王韵玲演唱的 爱情。在这里呢，何西祝大家新年快乐，周末愉快，我们下个星期再在空中相会。
总是不能忘呀，不能忘记，呀不能忘记，这就是爱情。总是不能忘呀，不能忘记，呀不能忘记，这就是爱情。难道这就是爱情？欺骗了你，可我说，我不爱你，这又违背我心意。昨夜我想了一整夜，今宵不再把你忘记，总是不。